renewing their reservations for another night. Snow drifts 3 feet deep in central South Dakota. Snow and ice covering most of the roads in the Dakotas. And snow stretches all the way south to the Texas Panhandle. There are some conflicting readings of how the holiday shopping season has been going so far. The National Retail Federation cites a survey of consumers indicating the average shopper spent more than $300 over the holiday weekend, up nearly 22% from last year. But a company that monitors sales at retail outlets says they were down by one-half of 1% from last year's strong numbers. Today, said to be one of the busiest days of the season for online shopping, turned to work taking advantage of high-speed Internet connections. Bush and the protesters all gone when George Bush headed off to Arizona from his Texas ranch. The dozens of demonstrators against the war in Iraq also left their nearby campsite. Organizers, though, promise they will be back at Easter when Bush returns if the troops are still in Iraq. The anti-war group returned last week to the one-acre plot near the town of Crawford, following up their first protest during Bush's vacation last August. They claim those demonstrations, begun by Cindy Sheehan, helped change the nation's attitude toward the war in Iraq. In Baghdad, the first testimony at the trial of Saddam Hussein for alleged crimes against humanity. Saddam was again defiant, angrily complaining about having to walk up 4 flights of stairs. The trial has been now adjourned for a week. Saddam and 7 co-defendants are charged in the deaths of more than 140 Shiite Muslims after a 1982 assassination attempt against Saddam Hussein. The U.S. Embassy says an American citizen missing in Iraq, no identity provided yet. Just yesterday, a Canadian parliament official reported 4 humanitarian workers have been kidnapped. 3 were Canadian and British. Canada is saying their government will not negotiate with any kidnappers in Iraq. This is Air America Radio News.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah?
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike Malloy. Mike Malloy, Kathy Malloy off on vacation. So I'm going to be doing it for Mike and Kathy for the next week, and I hope you'll join me. Already I've gotten lots of emails from you saying, hey, it's going to be great to hear you on Mike's show. Mike, one of my favorite, let me put it straight out there. Mike is my absolute over-the-top fave talk show host. It just, the passion, the volume, the information, all of it just is, and yeah, I don't know. I mean, is this going to get me in trouble if I ever sub for anyone else? Then I'll have to say, what, they're my second most favorite? I don't know. Mike's my favorite. And one of the reasons that Mike is my favorite is that he and I began together at the old Air, not Air America, but IE America. It was the IE America Radio Network. Some of you remember that. It was about 5 years ago. The United Auto Workers contacted me, Peter Werby, and Mike Malloy, and said, we're putting together an alternative network. The only problem was the times were wrong, and I don't know, I guess you shouldn't talk bad about the dead, but it probably wasn't run as well as it should have been and could have been. Not like Air America, which is doing a fine job and really hitting it, really hitting it. But anyways, Mike and I go way back then to 2000, and we started, they actually had stations for us in advance, and we started off with about 14 stations apiece, and at the end, Mike won. He had one station, but I had two. It was something, you know, here, Air America, you can go to the website, airamericaradio.com, and you can see new stations all the time, more people joining. Back then, way back then, remember then, 2000, 2001, it was like a different era, and people would hear Mike or they would hear me. We're not letting those people on our station here in wherever we were. I mean, I remember the big case when I got blown off a station in Santa Cruz because he said I was un-American. And there's a big, big hullabaloo about that. But what's interesting is how much the times have changed and how successful these programs are and how successful Air America is. And I'd like you to join me, old friends, to be sure. And new ones as well. The old friends from my Detroit station where I broadcast regularly. And also, new folks who saying, Werby. What's that? You know? Well, first name is Peter. Second name is Werby. W-E-R-B-E. W-E-R-B-E. You go to my website, peterwerby.com, see a little picture of me and tell you a bit about me, and that's that. The other element that we need, of course, in any talk show is you, the callers. Our toll-free number is 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. Peter Werby here with you on the Mike Malloy Show. I'm broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan. I don't think I did. Yeah. Mike's down in Atlanta. I'm up here in Detroit. What is that? I guess it's on Bob Seger album where he says, Detroit, yeah. The home of rock and roll, which I want to talk about in a minute. You can also email me at the old IE America Radio Network email that I had it for so long. calltalkyes@yahoo.com. calltalkyes@yahoo.com is the email address for this segment of the Mike Malloy Show. Now, a lot of people were emailing me and saying, oh, that's great, because I put it on my website. And also Mike had announced several times. So here, I can't believe this, I get a very, very nice email that's sent in to calltalkyes@yahoo.com. It's from Gila, and Gila doesn't say where she's from. In fact, if you email me, do me a favor and put on there where you're writing from. It's always, I don't know, gives it a little added flavor to know where you're emailing from. So Gila writes in, congratulations, I love Mike Malloy. She says, I try to listen to him every night. I'm very excited for you. It's funny, he and Kathy were talking about you last night. They said you were much calmer than he is. You're the Perry Como of the left. The Perry Como of the left. I'm thinking, first off, Mike, you're showing your age. But that's what Mike says. You're the Perry Como of the left. And let me send another little message here. I don't know if I'm brave enough to call, but I would really like to hear a discussion about pushing national health care. Yeah, for sure. I think that's absolutely an excellent idea. But let me, here, I wrote back to her. Just call, Gila. If it's the first time you've done it, I'll lead you through. In fact, just ask a question. We can take it from there. But I wrote also, the Perry Como of the left, damned by faint praise. Should I wear a cardigan sweater? Now, for those of you under 50, I don't even know. Does everyone know who Perry Como was? He was one of these white guy singers from like the late 40s and into the 50s. And he always wore a cardigan sweater. And he sang only through kind of a stretch of that verb. You know, it just, I can't even do it, but, you know, maybe that's sort of it. You know, not real gutsy singing like we associate with the blues and R&B and rock and roll, but that's what preceded it. And I think one of the reasons, well, there's two reasons for the cardigan sweater that Perry Como wore, I think. The first one was they didn't know what to do with their hands. You know, it wasn't like they were, you know, shouting it out the way like rock singers or some other genres do. So they had to have somewhere to kind of put their hands. And the other thing, they wanted to look casual because the Perry Como types, they always, they had suits on during the day. They had, you know, gray flannel suits. That was the big item during the 1950s. And the man in the gray flannel suit was, you know, a book and a movie. So they'd be on television. And they dominated television. And of course, off to the sides during the 40s and the 50s, there was this incredible genre of jump and R&B and jazz singing and all that, mostly African Americans. But it was some of the finest music ever made. And it took quite a while for even to get on television. All right. So, Mike calls me tonight. And he's off on some island that there's actually a little bit of a disturbance out there where he is out in the Gulf, but he says he thinks it's okay. And I said, did you really say that I was the Perry Como of the left? And he said, yeah, you're so calm and everything like that. And he's, I'm just crazy, and I yell and I scream. So I said, so in other words, I'm like Perry Como and you're like Screaming Jay Hawkins or Howling Wolf. He said, no, I'm like Ozzy Osbourne or Robert Plant, which that's even worse. I'm Perry Como, right? He's Ozzy Osbourne. Well, he meant it all in the best spirit. Mike is fierce. I'm my favorite expression, and I tell people I can't even do it. Remember when he's just like really hammered the Republicans, really hammered them, and he says, "Have I told you tonight how much I hate these people?" I love that. I can't do that. So maybe there. I don't know who would I be, but not Perry Como, Paul Lees. Speaking of Ozzy, though, Black Sabbath, Miles Davis, and the Sex Pistols are among five musical groups that were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Miles Davis, rock and roll. Sex Pistols and Black Sabbath, frontman Ozzy for sure. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation will hold its induction ceremony March 13th at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Manhattan. I made it to one of those. Absolutely fabulous affair. And to be inducted also in the class of 2006, 1980s new wave band Blondie and Southern Rockers Lynyrd Skynyrd. I don't know, you know. What's that song you want to hear? You ever heard the live version of them? Anyway, yeah, they do have a good song that I quote, at least by the title. They got a great title, which I think kind of typifies me, which is, I know a little, and then the rest of the line is, and I can guess the rest. All right, you want to give me a ring, 866-303-2270. I'm debating how to really go at this. There's so much going on. Duke Cunningham, why did I say it like that? U.S. Representative Randy Duke Cunningham, a California Republican, fought back tears as he resigned on Monday. I rarely watch television. I hate television news. Never watch it. Never watch the cables. Don't even have cable in my house. But watching this guy, he's crying. I've lost my everything like that. And I'm thinking, dude, the only reason that you are so remorseful is because you got caught. You had your Rolls Royce, you had your boat, you had your big mansion, and you were just flying high. And you thought in the age of absolute greed and absolute corruption overseen by Bush Co. By the way, we should say that. Mike says the Bush crime family. I wish I had thought of that. I settled for Bush Co. Is this because what's really running the U.S. Government and our whole culture and society is this thieving corporation, these robber barons, Bush Co. Anyways, he pled guilty to taking $2.4 million in bribes in exchange for help in securing Defense Department contracts. Think how much that's cost us, though. Because as it is, the so-called defense budget, actually a war budget, is just bleeding the country dry. We're spending $500 billion a year absolutely unnecessarily. We could probably cut the war budget by 80%, except there's so much extraordinary money going to Bushko's pals, right? Including his daddy's Carlyle Group. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to take some calls when I come back. Peter Werby's my name. I'm sitting in for Mike Malloy on the Air America Radio Network. 866-303-2270. Right back to get your calls.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby, broadcasting from Detroit, sitting in for Mike. And why did I start this? Now, I think everybody wants to talk about whether I'm the Perry Como of the left, as Mike Malloy has dubbed me. He thinks he is the Ozzy or Robert Plant of the left. And why is it? I guess maybe, well, at least I've been and still, to some extent, still do rock and roll DJ shifts. Let's see. Brian from New Jersey writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. You're too cool for Perry Como, even too cool for Barry White. You are who you are. You are smooth and full of information, the coolest. He says, I plan on listening to you for 60 years, so eat your vegetables. That's all I eat, my friends. Give me a call, 866-303-2270. And let me get back to the right screen here, and we'll take our first call. Marshall from New York. Marshall, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you.
How's it going, Peter? How you doing?
Doing terrific, thank you.
Hey, listen, at least he didn't call you Mel Torme, right? Perry Como was a click better than that.
Don't you think Mel Torme, of course, turned out to be kind of a right-winger, but at least he was kind of a jazz singer.
That's right.
He had a little bit of soul. Little bit of soul.
Anyway, Peter, good luck to you. You're filling tough shoes to fill.
Okay.
Here's what I wanted to run by you, Peter. You know, this Thanksgiving is always an interesting opportunity for me to sit with the family members that don't see you around and hear, usually, you know, quite an assortment of conservative views. And whether you're conservative or liberal or whatever your slant is, I have to tell you that it is very difficult on, you know, for me being someone on the left to combat this powerful right-wing information machine that fills people's heads with just, it's really incredible to get into discussions on certain issues because people just spit back to you exactly what they've heard on Limbaugh and et al. As if they know it well. And then when you try to discuss the facts with them, it's like they come armed.
Well, I know, but I mean, they're in a polemic against reality now because all you have to do is open up a daily paper or listen to the television, and all the information, all the scams, all the scandals, all the lies, all the corruption is right there. I mean, you know that phrase, that Lincoln phrase, you can fool all the people some of the time. Think of that, like after 9/11, some of the people all the time, but not all the people all the time. Well, now we're in the latter category. That middle category, though, that some of the people you can fool all the time, they're what Noam Chomsky calls willfully ignorant. They don't want to believe. That's why they listen to those right-wing talk show hosts, because you know, when they think, oh, my God, this is all corruption and the war is going down the drain and the economy sucks except for the ultra-wealthy, and then they can turn on Rush or Hannity or something, and he'll tell them, no, everything's all right. We got, here's the spin that you can use when you go to dinner with Marshall.
Yeah. I mean, even you're absolutely right, Peter, of course. And, like, even you take for a short example, we started talking about the whole thing with GM, with Delphi, with not funding the pensions, and they were absolutely convinced that this was the government's fault for not setting decent enough regulations. And I said to them, "Have you guys? You don't remember in the Reagan administration when they took down the ERISA laws, and that the companies were the ones who petitioned for these changes in the retirement packages, and now that they can't fund them, you're blaming it on the government?" I mean.
Yeah.
But
well,
they just,
you know, if
they
you are,
look at the issue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. If you're dealing with people that, I mean, sometimes people say to me, what do you say to people that, that say things like that? I usually say either say goodbye, or if you're stuck at dinner, you say just, pass the butter. Marshall, thanks for joining me on the Mike Malloy Show.
Great job, Peter. Best of luck to you.
All right, let's go down and talk to Edie in Atlanta. Edie, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Peter. If we're talking about singers, just briefly, I was thinking along the lines of Dean Martin, A Ring-a-Ding-Ding.
Now, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to start slamming people's favorites, but think about the culture of what those, what was that? I'm trying to think of that. What were the Edie, isn't there an Edie Gourmet, too, as long as?
Edie Gourmet, yeah.
And Steve Lawrence. I mean, they're nice men and
Steve
all
Lawrence,
that.
Steve Lawrence, yeah.
Steve Lawrence, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, where's the soul? I mean, and it was there. Yeah. They had to ignore that. I mean, that actually, I mean, a lot of those guys were even liberals, but that culture was part of segregated America.
Oh, sure.
Because once we broke through that, those guys were They just now, you can get them for, what, $8.95 on late night TV on a 6-CD set or something like that.
Well, none of my money.
All right. Thank you so much, Edie. I appreciate it. Okay, here's a guy I haven't talked to in a long time. Enrique in Santa Fe.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Enrique. We haven't talked to you since the old E-America days, have we?
I know. And, you know, I haven't called in to Mike's show. I guess it's been about 2 years when he went to the real late night kind of thing. And, you know, I find myself, you know, I do a lot of errands at night and stuff. I go for little groceries and I run to the store just so I can listen to the radio, you know.
Hey, what station are we broadcasting on in Santa Fe?
It's KVSF 1260.
Okay, great. Not the same old one.
Like, that was the one with a stronger signal. We had the KTRC 1400.
That's right. Enrique, stay with me. I got to take a break right now, and we'll get right back to and get your opinions on the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike, 866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network. We'll be right back. Some open lines for you as well.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet, but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show, all substance, no abuse.
All right, welcome back. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Mike and Kathy off for the week, so I will be your host, 866-303-2270. Well, you just sort of overwhelmed me with email, and so I printed it all out, or so I thought. I'm broadcasting here in Detroit, not realizing that through all this Internet stuff, I printed them all out in the New York office of Air America. Oh, well. So and I deleted them all. So you guys sent me some great emails, partly what we were talking about, that that Mike had said that I was the Perry Como of the left and that he was the Ozzy or the Robert Plant. Actually, I remember somebody wrote, and Barry, I do have something of a memory, Barry from Corvallis, Oregon, said, actually, Mike is the Keith Moon, you know, the drummer of that's great, isn't it? All right. And I said, why was, and I was talking earlier too about these Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, which included Miles Davis, and I said, oh, I thought that was odd. And someone said, well, what about the soundtrack for that he did for the movie Jack Johnson, that alone ought to induct him in there? Well, he was in the jazz rock fusion. That's sure true. All right, let's go back to Enrique in Santa Fe. Enrique, hi, you're on the air again. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I just was going to say that it's very hard for me to listen to Mike Malloy in the evening, but, you know, I sneak away and do those side trips to the store or, you know, put gas in the car or whatever, and I can listen. My wife has heard Mike Malloy before, and, you know, so she
thinks he is, maybe that Ozzy Osbourne, you know, screaming. And, I mean, yeah. He hates Bush and everything, but she's like, well, what can you do about it?
Well, there is the $100 question, because we finally have the information out to everyone that people like you and me and most people listening to this station that knew all along about Bush Co. We knew he was a fraud. We knew he was a liar. We knew he stole the 2000 election. We knew that he's turning this company this country over to the corporations. And now the vast majority of people realize that as well. So now, what do we do? That's the $100 question, or the maybe the $100 million or $100 trillion question, in terms of how this, how we're all being looted out of the wealth that we produce on the job every day, and then it's stolen from us for adventures like Iraq and 100 other things that a curse of this money does not come back to us. All right, Enrique, thanks a lot. Thanks for joining me. Glad you could do it. Let's go to my hometown, at least Michigan. Here's Will in Michigan. Will, you're on the Mike Malloy Show with Peter Werby. Hi.
Hey, Peter. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm in the Lansing area. I'm in Mike Rogers' district.
Okay.
8th Congressional District. If you go to his site and click on the district profile, you get a map of the area. It's mostly Ingham, Livingston, and Clinton counties.
Okay, great. What's on your mind?
We're planning a dawn to dusk protest outside his office in Lansing from the next anniversary of the start of the war until it ends.
Well, that's good. Now, let's hope that you won't even get to do it. What is it? March? What's the date on
20th.
It? March 20th.
Somewhere around there.
And there's some big demonstrations coming up December 1st as well. I think if I could paw through all this stuff I have here on this console, I'll get you some information about that a little later. All right, where can people, is any like any website or people in the Lansing area? And...
We just started planning it. We just had our first meeting today. But as things develop, they'll be posted on the website for the Greater Lansing Network Against War and Injustice.
All right. Stay in touch. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Here, from the Wall Street Journal, no commie paper, that's for sure. The headline on November 23rd, majority believe White House misleads public. Do you think? Majority of U.S. adults believe the Bush administration generally misleads the public on current issues, while fewer than a third of Americans believe the information provided by the administration is generally accurate. That's according to the latest Harris poll. The telephone survey indicates about 64% of us believe the Bush administration, quote, generally misleads the American public on current issues to achieve its own ends. A large majority of Republicans still say the Bush administration generally provides accurate information. So that's who you may be getting. Remember Marshall Ray at the beginning of the program said that he goes to Thanksgiving dinner and people are putting forth these ideas that you don't even know where they're coming from. In fact, Francesca in Scottsdale, Arizona, wants to know where the right's coming from. Francesca, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Hi. I just have a couple things. First of all, I do love Mike Malloy. I think he's wonderful. His passion is just overwhelming, and it's pretty much how I feel. So it's kind of a cathartic thing to listen to him.
It is indeed.
And if you're pericoma, that's okay, too. I think you guys are great. But the other thing is I have a couple questions to ask you.
Wait a minute. One second. I'm remembering some of this email that's sitting in the office of Air America in New York instead of here in my studio in Detroit. And one of them, I think it was Alicia, that said, hey, pericoma's cool. And somebody wanted to know whether Perry Como was still alive or not, so maybe we can get somebody that'll...
I believe he's still alive, and I'm 53. I remember my parents, you know, and there were shows on back then, and I think he was wonderful, you know, just a different time in a different place, and things that I don't, you know, really want to look back on all that much. I kind of want to look forward, but
sure.
I just have a real problem with a couple things. And
give me your question, sure.
Pardon?
I'm sorry. Yes, you had two questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, Walmart. I believe that they have been a detriment to this country for a long, long time. And I'm just going to ask you this, and you can have your listeners do this. I don't understand why Well, I do to some degree. I'm a social worker. I have a lot of education behind me, 3 years of graduate study. But I don't understand why people don't understand that this company is ruining America and taking away mom-and-pop businesses and doing those things. I don't understand the frenzy to stand in line and beat each other up to buy toys that are going to be thrown on a lawn in a week or two, you know. I don't understand that. And the other thing is I do not understand. And please, I've talked to some people on Air America. I don't do this very often, but why does Rush Limbaugh, why do Hannity and Combs, why do these people, Rumsfeld and Rice and all of these people, why do they lie with impunity? Why do they not have any guilt? I mean, I've always tried to do the right thing. I've raised three sons.
Wait a minute. But you know the
best I can. How do they lie with impunity and people believe it?
Well, there's two questions there. The first one is, how do they lie without a great amount of guilt? We don't know what's inside of their head. But, Francesca, I'm sure in the studies you've done to become a social worker, you're quite familiar with the category of psychopath and sociopath, right?
I have been
sure.
Very much
so. There's your answer there. Why people believe it, I don't know. I mean, one of the things, someone wrote me the other day and said, how did I know that there were no weapons of mass destruction? How did I know that everything that those Bush liars were saying were a lie? And I said, first off, that a long time ago, my wife said to me, that she can always tell when someone's lying because they're on television and they're wearing a suit. I mean, that's kind of funny. But on the other hand, wouldn't we be a lot better off if we made that assumption, that every time someone wearing a suit on television made some pronouncement about our lives, that's the real key thing, that we knew they were trying to sell us a bill of goods. And then we could investigate and maybe think, oh, well, maybe this time they were telling the truth. Maybe this time they actually had our best interest in mind. But usually they're on television, they're speaking about war or the economy, they're lying. I mean, that's my starting premise.
This administration is a lie. Everything they do is a lie. Everything they're selling is a lie. And the 36% of the people that still, I don't know, approve it, like it, agree with it, they are being sold a bill of goods. I mean,
no,
they might as well be given a gun.
They're not being sold a bill of goods, Francesca. They want to believe this. They essentially are extreme authoritarian personalities. They're the basis of what fascist movements all over the world over the last 100 years or so have been constructed of. And they have absolute submission to the leader and to the nation state and its symbols that they rever above everything, above human beings. They love abstractions. They are cold people that have no capacity for genuine empathy with other people, so they go for the symbols of power and might. And even though you say, they're getting screwed, you know, some of these people, I mean, some of them are rich and they think that it's to their benefit, but ultimately the psychoanalytic concerns, their fear of authority overwhelms them. Francesca, thank you so much for joining us from Scottsdale, Arizona. Appreciate that. Where did I say? Well, hey, Lynn is concerned about Mike Malloy's anger. She's in Atlanta, his hometown. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Doing great.
Okay. Yeah, I've emailed him some, and I guess I'm somebody who is very influenced by Gandhi or Martin Luther King, and those were people who did really transformative movements.
Hey, Lynn, let's do this.
By not hating.
I want to hear more about this. This is something I've been thinking a lot about lately. We got to go to a break, though, so you stay on hold in Atlanta, and we'll go to our break and come right back. Peter Werby in for Mike Malloy, 866-303-2270. On the Air America Radio Network.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit, in for Mike tonight and through Friday. And actually, that little announcement there ties right into our conversation we were having with Lynn in Atlanta, who has concern over Mike Malloy's anger, said that she's kind of feels a little uncomfortable with hate. Right, Lynn?
Yeah, I am uncomfortable. I feel like it's where we don't want to end up, and it's what's wrong in the world. And then if we say that we want things different from what the right wing is offering, and we want things different than people killing each other all over the world, then we have to not hate. And so I'm uncomfortable. I mean, it's a strange thing because I both really like him and he knows a tremendous amount of stuff and I want to listen and I do listen. But often I have to turn the program off because it's fine when he's talking about things, talking about things. But when he shifts gears into how much he hates these people and it starts getting revved in that way, then it feels to me like it's perhaps effective for letting right-wing people know that the left isn't soft. It's sort of like maybe it's a brown shirt style they recognize and they respect, like you were talking about authoritarian personalities.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a song that I'm trying to think. I think like Christian peace activists sing it, that we are angry, gentle people. Or is it gentle, angry?
Yeah.
No, it's that's right. It's angry, gentle people. Well, I don't know. Why do I have a feeling? You know, if you could see this console, Lynn, it's just filled with stories. I have this feeling we're going to be talking about Mike Malloy's anger for this whole time. I wonder when I go on vacation for my show in Detroit whether people discuss me. Listen, I should get some other people because this is a short segment. Lynn, I want to thank you for that. And I think it's a concern, and I know Mike is concerned about it. Sometimes he says he thinks people listen, the right wing does, because they want to be there on the show when he bursts this little vein in his brain. But that's not a very nice thought. All right, Lynn, thank you very much. Thank you for calling 866-303-2270. Let's go out to Santa Fe again and get Taryn Lovewave from Camp Lovewave. Taryn, welcome to the show.
Hey, Peter. Congratulations for taking over Mike's show this week.
Yeah, well, it's great fun. Glad to do it.
Yeah, it's great to hear you back in Santa Fe again. This is excellent.
And we should have, what do they call it, full disclosure. I've often been a guest on Camp Lovewave on, let me see if I can remember, KSFR, right?
Right, 90.7 FM.
Yeah, great show on Saturdays. What did you do, your 200th show lately? 250 shows, and I was privileged to be on it.
Yeah, that was great. Hey, we always love having you on because we get great response. People love hearing you again, as we call it, back home here.
Taryn, tell me real quickly, because we're going to run out of time, short segment here. What do you think about expressing anger? I mean, is there anger at Camp Lovewave?
You know, we're all humans. Like, the Earth has a full range of weather systems going on. And, you know, the deal is just don't get too tied up in any one of them because they're going to change anyway. It's just to walk around with a big smile on your face just isn't going to do it. Sometimes you do get angry and, you know, you got to get it out if you feel it, you know, and you got to let it move on. And that's one of the good things you can do.
Hey, Taryn, tell people how they can reach Camp Lovewave on the Internet.
Oh, yeah. Saturday mornings, we're going to be talking about it's not an astrology show, by the way. It's an entertainment show, and it's 9 o'clock right here in Santa Fe. 9 in the morning is on the East Coast. It's, 11, 10 mm-hmm. o'clock in the Chicago area, West Coast 8. And you go to www.ksfr.org, click on Listen Live, and you're a camper. And one of the things we're going to talk about will be the parallels between Bush's astrological chart and Nixon's at the time of Nixon's resignation, which is very accurate. The chickens are coming home to roost, as you can see. They're being barbecued and deep fried, and
they are.
It's happening.
Well, my best wishes to Barry and all the other campers as well. And, you got a great show going. Thank you, Taryn.
You're most kind.
All right, thank you very much. Let's real quickly go to Barbara, New Jersey, says Mike Malloy saves her. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Hi. Tell me quick, though. I think we're out of time almost.
Oh, yeah. Please don't be mad at Mike. I mean, his anger is so refreshing, and I just love him every night. I look forward to it. I'm just sorry that it's on from 10 to 12 because I can't stay up that late. I just think he's the most wonderful thing on the radio.
I love him, too.
I said it like it is, and I don't want to hear anybody talking bad about him, and if you don't like it, don't listen.
Well, you know, sometimes, and I think that was true with Lynn, it wasn't that she didn't like him, and certainly I love him. I said at the beginning, he's my favorite host, like yours. And I think sometimes people, A, get concerned about him, but B, like I said, should we be angry, gentle people? Actually, Mike is. Mike is an extraordinary, loving man, And the anger comes out, as Taryn just said, comes out of what we see, that our whole country has been hijacked by these robber barons that are turning our company, or I keep making that mistake, turning our country into a corporation, and it's going to wind up with the two-thirds of us being peasants. We're going to have to thatch our roofs or something like that.
Exactly, yeah. But that one in Lynn, California, was saying, like, she hates him and he's so angry and everything. No, I don't hate his anger.
Okay, Barbara, thank you very much. Got to go. Take a break. Got two more hours to go, so stay with us. The Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werbe here with you on Air America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The question is often asked, what are we fighting for in Iraq? But perhaps we should ask, who are we fighting for? After the coming elections on December 15th, Abdul Aziz Hakim, the cleric who heads the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, is expected to be a leading power, either as an elected official or as the man who controls the dominant party. He's a theocrat who has called for striking harder at the Sunnis and has denied there's been any torture of Sunni detainees, even though government officials have acknowledged such torture. And radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who has led anti-American uprisings, is expected to emerge as a kingmaker in the new government. His militia has recently abducted and assaulted Sunni Arabs, rival Shiites, journalists, and British forces. With Hakim and Sadr running the show, will this be a government worth the sacrifice of American lives? For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. California Congressman Randy Duke Cunningham resigned today. Cunningham admitted taking $2.4 million in bribes. He made a tearful statement to reporters in California, Cunningham saying he plans to try to make amends for his actions. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy and tax charges, admitted taking $2.4 million in bribes in a case that grew out of the investigation into the sale of his home to a wide-ranging conspiracy case involving payments in cash, vacations, and antiques. The Iraqi chief judge in Baghdad adjourned Saddam Hussein's trial till December 5th. That trial resumed today after a 5-week delay in a tightly guarded courtroom. The former dictator complained that he was forced to walk up four flights of stairs under foreign guards. After a very short session, the judge adjourned the trial to give the defense time to find replacements for two lawyers who were killed and another who left the country after he was wounded. Saddam and seven co-defendants are charged in the deaths of more than 140 Shiite Muslims after a 1982 assassination attempt against Saddam. Reeling from the recall of the painkiller Vioxx, Merck says they're going to cut 7,000 jobs, or about 11% of its workforce, by the end of 2008. Half of those targeted jobs are in the U.S. The company says the goal is to save up to $4 billion over the next 4 years. The New Jersey-based company will lose patent protection for its top-selling cholesterol drug Zocor next year, and they're still facing thousands of liability lawsuits arising from the Vioxx recall. A stern warning today to European nations from the European Union's Justice Commissioner. The official says any nation found to have operated secret CIA prisons could have its voting rights suspended. Europe's main human rights watchdog is looking into reports the CIA set up secret jails in some European nations and transported military suspects by covert flights. The Council of Europe is urging all countries to coordinate and cooperate with that investigation. The Washington Post, earlier this month, reported allegations that CIA hid and interrogated al-Qaeda suspects at Soviet-era compounds in Eastern Europe. George Bush went to Arizona today to highlight new border enforcement measures and to call again for immigration reform, ending his six-day break at the Texas ranch with the Thanksgiving holiday. Bush went to a Tucson air base for a briefing from customs and border agents. Tomorrow, he'll visit a Border Patrol headquarters in El Paso, Texas. Bush trying to highlight new enforcement measures in a Homeland Security spending bill he signed last month, but he's also renewing his call for a guest worker plan. That plan is stalled in Congress. Many Republicans instead want Bush to get tough with an estimated 11 million undocumented workers. This is Air America Radio News.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. life. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Back to the Mike Malloy Show, hour number 2. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike. Mike off on vacation. He and Kathy and Molly, the little one, are off on a, what do they say, a well-deserved vacation. We don't know. Let's give him that, right? Well, we've been on an hour. This is the first time I've sat in for Mike, although if you're just joining us, Mike and I worked together on the old IE America Radio Network. That was a radio broadcast network similar to Air America, although it came to a bad end. Mike and I worked for it between, let me see, I think it was 2000 and 2003 in July for me, and yeah, I guess he made it to February of 2004. And IE America was not exactly a predecessor of Air America, but it kind of got the ball rolling. So I think both Mike and I are real appreciative in retrospect. I don't know. As I said earlier, let's not talk ill of the dead. But we started talking right off the bat about Mike had said, I'm the Perry Como of the left, and that he, what did he say, Robert Plant or Ozzy Osbourne. So we've almost, all that's what we've been talking about, and then people started talking about Mike's anger and whether anger from people that want to actually change the world and drive anger out of the world. I know I want to do that. But can you meet anger with anger? Well, I think Taryn from Camp Lovewave said, hey, a lot of different weather systems on the planet. One of them is anger, and there's a lot to be angry about. We're being hurt terribly. We're being hurt terribly by Bushco. We're being hurt in our pocketbooks. We're being destroyed in terms of the good parts of this nation and the good parts of this culture. So all that is left is its aggressive and greedy sectors. Oh, but things are changing. Things are changing extraordinarily. And many of us, say 2 years ago, thought we were going to be hopelessly a majority. Remember, in fact, even after the 2004 election, election number 2 that was stolen, but people were talking, we live in Jesus land, we live in dumb Epistan, I won't say the word, and it's time to move to New Zealand, it's time to move to Canada. Well, things have changed because, as I said earlier, that and someone wrote in and said I had the quote attributed wrong, but as Lincoln said, you can fool all the people some of the time, and a great majority of us were right after September 11th. And then he also averred that you can fool some of the people all the time. That's the right wingers, and they want to be fooled. They're the ones that are willfully ignorant. And then there's the rest of us that you can't fool all the people all the time. Now, the real question is, what do we do now? Because if we don't do something, George W. Bush, the CEO of Bushco, is going to continue to drive this country into the ground, be responsible for thousands of more deaths, and let's hope it's only at the thousands level, because there are other catastrophic scenarios that one could imagine with these incompetent, greedy, aggressive people running things that could occur. But anyways, they're going to be in until January 20th, 2009. Look at your calendar. This is 2005. They're going to be in until January 20th, 2009, unless we do something. Now, there's several options. One, we're beginning to hear more and more begin to percolate up about impeachment. Now, you can't impeach a Republican president when he has the backing of a Republican Congress, so there's something to do right there. The other thing is direct action. And think about how just a small band of intrepid anti-war activists led by Cindy Sheehan really brought the Iraq war into a context that the Bushco has never recovered from. They have been on the defensive ever since, and they seem more and more hysterical, more and more brittle, and more like the liars that they are. I mean, that's what's so so pleasing. Little note here from, oh, this is from Crawford, Texas. Where was, oh, yeah, here. This is what I was looking for. As far as Carlos Delgado is concerned, team rules come before personal politics, and that's why he's willing to stand on the field with the rest of the New York Mets when God Bless America is played next season. Now, he was traded to the Mets moments after pulling out a Mets jersey at Shea Stadium. I held a news conference Monday, that's today, and the team's new first baseman was peppered with questions about his protests of the U.S.-Iraq war, Delgado's refusal to stand on the field during God Bless America the past two seasons attracted nearly as much attention as his long home runs, especially when he came to New York as a visiting player. He was traded from the what they call the cost-cutting Florida Marlins. He said, "They tied up God Bless America to the war in Iraq, and I said, what's going on here?" Delgado said, "I was against the war." He says it's the stupidest war ever, and he said that while he was playing in Toronto in 2004. So when the song played, you may have seen this, he would quietly remain on the bench or disappear up the dugout tunnel. His Blue Jay teammates accepted his right to express his opinion, even if it was a particularly unpopular one at the time, and no one else even seemed to notice for a month. And there was one other little thing in here. Oh, yeah, it's a team rule. New York manager Willie Randolph expects his players to, quote, stand at attention and honor the flag during the song. Now, here in Detroit, there was there's a ballpark called Tiger Stadium. Before that, it was Briggs Stadium and Maven Field before that. All the greats. In fact, I think it opened in like an 1898, and baseball was played there until 1999. So everyone who was famous in baseball, Ty Cobb and Babe Ruth and Hank Greenberg and Lou Gehrig, everybody. I mean, I could spend the rest of the hour naming ballplayers, all played there. And so instead, of course, they don't want an old ballpark. They want a brand new ballpark with a lot of shiny stuff and boxes, corporate boxes and all that. So there was a great movement to save Tiger Stadium. But now, and people like me swore we'd never go to the new stadium. Never have in the last 6 years. Used to go to Tiger games, including the last one. And now, apparently, so they're talking about, and it's called Comerica Stadium. Right now, see, everything's dominated by the corporations. So even ballparks and rock concert venues have corporate names on them. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Everything's bought and paid for. Everything is for sale. This is like one big sale all the time. Anyway, so it's Comerica Park, and I've always suspected that rather than singing God Bless America, there they sing God Bless Comerica. Well, I don't know, though. Let's go out to Davis, California, and somewhere or other, I wrote it down. It's Ron. Ron, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you from Detroit.
Yeah, Peter, you're just doing just great. I've been listening to Mike for a year, and you're a fine person. I'm not sure we might have enough time to get through this, but I think the Republicans might be doing a subtle bait and switch on us vis-a-vis...
Hey, are you with me? You blew him off. Our call screener said, "Call back, Ron. It was an accident." All right, put our next caller on. I'll just say hello to him or her. Hey, this is Mike Malloy Show on Air America. You're on the air. Alan in Miami, welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can indeed. Go ahead.
Very good. It took me by surprise there for a moment. I'm glad to hear you. You're doing a great job. I just want to point out one of the things you don't hear talked about much. And even this period of starting to decry the things going on, they talk about all the expenses in Iraq. Those private companies that are out there with all these no-bid contracts and stuff for paying people so much more than they are the troops, they're being paid by tax dollars.
Sure, absolutely. And
every one of those dollars is going there. At the same time that they're telling people they can't pay them a proper living wage in New Orleans.
Yeah, and have you seen those films lately of that just been on the video about what they do for fun? They just shoot out the window and shoot Iraqis, and we're paying them.
And we're paying it, and it's so funny. We don't hear any of these pundits talking about how we sit there and our tax dollars go out while we're giving tax breaks for that.
Now, get this. This is from the Congressional Budget Office. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have already cost the taxpayers, that's you and me, $314 billion. and the and also additional expenses of perhaps $450 billion over the next 10 years. So this war is going to cost $750 billion. This is going to be $750 billion. It's going to go to Halliburton, the Carlyle Group, and the rest of these people that are feeding at the public trough where our kids are going to school, if their schools are still open. Some places they're closing.
Yeah.
With 40 kids in a class, and we don't have enough money to pay first responders. I want to talk more with you about this, Alan, so hang with me. We're going to go to a break on the Mike Malloy Show. In the meantime, I'm going to try to figure out what's going on here with my little computer, so I'll know who's calling. You can call 866-303-2270. It's the Air America Radio Network. Peter Werby in for Mike Malloy.
They make me nervous. They make me nervous. You know they do. Yes, they do now. Tell it to my children. Yes, they do now, children.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during the communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night. And good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming amount of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere, all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
All right, welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby broadcasting for Mike. I'm in Detroit, Michigan. And, hey, we got our computer thing all back together. And I'm way behind on emails, and I don't even know if I can manage them right now. But I did want to say hello to Fernando, who's listening in Colombia, Bogota. And this is not South Carolina, no offense intended. And from an insidious, an assiduous Latin American listener, and also to Jacob, who is listening in Oulu, Finland. Welcome to him as well. So we have people all over the world. And right now we're talking with Alan in Miami. Alan, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we were talking about this cost of the war, according to the Congressional Budget Office, is going to wind up to be about $0.75 trillion. So we are being looted. I mean, we're always talking about looting. Here's the major looting going on, and that's why I think Mike accurately calls Bushco the Bush crime family, because they're the looters. They're not taking some pop bottles out of a store window or anything like that. They're looting the American treasury for themselves and their friends.
And the various members of the family have been doing it for decades.
Sure they have. And this is going to turn out to be the most expensive war that we've ever fought. But the only thing is, remember how what Reagan and the rest of those brain children that started all this mess said that how they bankrupted the Soviet Union because they got them into spending so much on military, on their military budget. The same thing's happening to us. We're next. We're the next empire to go. Thanks to these jerks running things.
It's part of the corporate globalization model. That's it.
You got it. All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us down in Miami. Let's go to Detroit and talk to Jalene. Jalene, is this the Jalene?
It is, Peter. How are you?
I can say your last name.
You can.
This is Jalene Jordan. Welcome. And Jalene Jordan and I were a team on the old IE America Radio Network, Mike Malloy was part. And now I should tell people, you're just about to release a wonderful album you're recording, right?
I am. One that I've been working on for a long time. And there are some, pretty hardcore political songs on there, too, I'm proud to say.
Well, you're certainly going to hear them played on my Detroit show.
Well,
maybe we can get Mike Malloy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about focusing anger. What's that about?
Well, your caller who called in and said she follows Gandhi and things like that, I am completely with her in that. But at the same time, we have every right to be angry. And I've ruined a lot of good dinner parties being angry about this Bush administration, Bushco, the Bush crime family, as Mike calls them. And he's called them that for a long time. This isn't new. So what do we do? How do we direct that anger? What I do personally, I go out in the streets. I've joined you for some protests in Detroit. We've gone to protests in Miami, right, Peter?
Oh, yeah. We were down there, weren't we, at the Free Trade of the America? What was it? Free Trade Area of the Americas protest in, what was it, November 2003?
Yes.
Jalene, we haven't been to one in a long time together. We got to do it.
Well, I tried to get you to the one in D.C. that happened recently, which was fabulous. And, it really does help you direct your anger. Even though I feel helpless, it does make a difference in how you feel. And it does help you kind of, redirect your anger. But we all have every right to be angry. Mike Malloy, you, Peter Warby, me, Julian Jordan, and we just have to, you know, focus that anger into, like you said, focus the anger into positive directions. And I encourage anyone who is, you know, angry, of course, but passive about it and thinks that Mike's this crazy man because of how he speaks on the radio, really, we have every right to feel that way.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree. There's tons of stuff to be angry about. We don't want to be angry people. That's the when I think you're making that point. We don't want to be at core an angry person because
yes.
Male anger, I mean, it's a little bit of a problem in the world, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. And when you gave us that $750 billion amount, that just
yeah.
blew me away. I haven't heard that one. And but I wanted to bring up something else, maybe redirect the conversation.
Sure.
Daniel Ellsberg?
Yes, I do. He just got arrested down in Crawford, Texas.
Yes. So I thought it'd be a great thing if you could kind of, for those who don't know who Daniel Ellsberg is, tell everyone who he is, and I'm just so happy he was there.
The ultimate whistleblower who exposed, just as we've learned so early about the Iraq War is based on lies, he's the one that exposed the Pentagon Papers, a man of great conscience. I know you can't refuse me since we're on the air and in public. Lunch?
Lunch. You've got it. I know you have a busy week, but...
We do. Well, maybe next week.
Okay, Peter.
All right, Jalene. Thank you. The wonderful Jalene Jordan. And I don't know. She might even have a website up now. Jalene is J-U-L-I-N-E. JaleneJordan.com. Give that a whirl. All right. We're going to take a break. I hear the music coming up. Yeah, $750 billion. That's what we're going to spend. It's taken out of our pocket. You just look at your check, you know, that thing where you think you made X, but it's X minus. That's where it's going. It's going to Halliburton. It's going to Carlisle. Peter Werby in for Mike Malloy, 866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network.
Understand me, I feel strongly. I want you to be the same with me.
I can't help it. I can't help it. I can't help it. I can't help it.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A good news story from AliveGoodNews.com.
I'm passionate about two things, motorcycles and my grandchildren. But for the past 3 years, I've suffered from arthritis. The pain caused me to lose strength in my arms, and I couldn't pick up my grandchildren. My doctor suggested I try Aleve, and I definitely noticed the difference. With the pain gone, I've got the energy to pick up my grandchildren and have fun. It's fantastic.
Aleve invites you to share your good news at AliveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs, you can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571, 800-430-9571, 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Ah, all you filthy, 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 filthy Republicans.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
My man, Mike. Yeah. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike. Mike's off on vacation. He and Kathy taking a week off. So I'll be your host on this show for this week. And glad to have you with me. And also, thanks for all the emails. I'm having some trouble kind of cranking them out, so I'm going to read them all. I don't think I'm going to be able to get too many of them on the air. But thanks for all the nice messages and your ideas as well. Our phone numbers are 866-303-2270 here on the Air America Radio Network. And I just wanted to talk a little about what's happening to this country and some of the ways that what you can, you know, the little, what can you call it? The signposts. And when a foreign country, what we almost think of as a third world country, begins sending us aid, what is the message? Now, this is about Hugo Chavez sending heating oil to the poor in the Northeast. Now, this is from Caracas in the Salt Lake Tribune. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez strengthened his Latin American ties with generous oil deals that he is now extending north of the United States with plans to ship cheap heating oil to low-income people in New York and Massachusetts. Now, it's already happened in the Boston area. Venezuela's Citgo Petroleum Corporation, most of you know that, right? That Citgo, which has about 13,000 stations in the United States, distributes Venezuelan oil. And they made a symbolic first delivery to a Boston-area family this week. Shipments are due to reach tens of thousands of families starting next month, as well as hospitals, homeless shelters, and other facilities in needy communities that are also in line to get oil. Now, isn't this just a shameful state of affairs? That in the wealthiest country in the world, that the upper classes have robbed so much of the wealth, so much of the productivity that we've created through our labor, through every day and throughout the, you know, throughout the centuries, actually, and to the point now where it is a classic case of the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. Now, you know, some of you may be doing all right. I mean, I'm not in line to get the heating oil from Hugo Chavez. In fact, I'm going to take a visit to Hugo. I don't know if I'm going to get to see him. I'm going to be down in Venezuela for the World Social Forum, which is January 22nd through January 29th. I also went to Cuba earlier this year. And I always want to go kind of pre-coup. Right? I mean, the United States at this time is planning coups, as they always have been, against Cuba and certainly now against Venezuela. So I always want to get a peek what it was like before. But anyways, so here we are in the situation where the United States poor, the poor of the United States, I mean, there shouldn't be poor in the United States. There shouldn't be poor in the world. The distribution of income is so vile. Throughout the world, there's enough that there has to be no poverty, no disease, no everything that we see that so breaks our heart because of what we take for granted, that people are poor and that so they exhibit the definitions of poverty, starvation, hunger, absolutely terrible housing conditions, no medical care, plagues, disease, all of it. This could all be wiped away. I mean, change, immediate, absolute change is possible with a distribution of income. But as long as we have this greedy little elite that runs our country and runs the world, we're going to keep seeing this over and over. And trying to change little bits, I mean, that's good. Sometimes it's all we can do. But at some point, we got to confront the whole thing, or we're just going to keep on facing wars and hunger and disease, everything that we've taken for granted as part of the modern world. Well, one of the definitions of the modern world is that there's a wealthy elite that demands a much, much greater share than even they can use. They just demand it as a matter of right. So you'll have, for instance, the CEO of Walmart making $27 million a year. Rather than thinking, gee, maybe I could just live on $6 million a year, and what I'll do is use that other $21 million to increase the wages of my hardworking employees, but no. All right, let's take some more calls. Peter Werby in for Mike Malloy, 866-303-2270. And, oh, I guess it's up to me. Well, I don't know. Let's take Ron. And oh, Ron was, we cut him off. Ron, you're back. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, can you hear me, Peter? You're a little fuzzy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I am a little fuzzy, but
That's okay. Yeah, I'm afraid on the bad side or the gloomy side is the human species has been doing this little number since before Rome. However, we live in America, and we have to. To me, there's a foot race or some kind of race between a critical mass of us who care about America and it's almost like a third world country right throughout the entire country. And peak oil plays into that. I was wondering if you could get maybe a guest who knows something about peak oil lawn. I've read several books.
Richard Heinberg is an excellent source for that.
Yeah, I've read his stuff.
He's written a book called The Party's Over.
Yeah, The Party's Over. That's right.
Let me just say what you said about what is instilled essentially in Western culture that we've experienced since Rome and before. I mean, when the political state arose.
All culture. I would venture.
No. Not all cultures. Damn near. Numerically, probably the majority of cultures functioned, and also for a majority of time that humans have been on the planet, functioned in fairly egalitarian, pre-technological societies, bands, tribes, and what have you. Certainly as they became more complex, as time marched on, and as these authoritarian state societies ran over, destroyed, exploited, whatever, to these primitive cultures, like all the people that live, or most of the tribes that lived in North America, they become just sort of a curio. But we know people can live like that, and we know that people have a cooperative spirit, a communal spirit. In fact, it is ingrained so much in the human condition that without it, I don't think the species would have survived. Once we learn these technological methods of how we could accumulate wealth, well, then suddenly this racket called the political state arises. I mean, there never was a golden age of the political state. It arose as a racket to destroy egalitarian societies and protect the wealth of an elite. We've been trying to do over the last 4,000 years, us reformers, is make it a little more like those societies that are represented by a circle rather than those ones that are represented by a pyramid. So that's what we have now, a pyramidal society. We have to destroy the pyramid. We have to replace it with the circle if we want to just get into
schematic. I don't know how we're going to do that given our timeline right now.
We don't have much time left. I agree. We better start figuring this stuff out.
Here's one thing I want to throw out real quickly, speaking of corporations. The Republicans could be doing a bait and switch with us on the troops in Iraq, for example. There are tens of thousands of mercenaries there right now that are paid by our taxes but work for corporations. We could actually withdraw, like, say, 30 or 40,000 U.S. troops, and they'd be merely replaced by mercenaries. And George Bush has written an article, or executive article, 13303, I believe, that doesn't even... that covers those guys. They can go around and shoot Iraqis at will, and they...
That's what they're doing. They do it for fun. I don't know if you saw that video.
No, they don't have to worry about any, being chased down by the law or anything.
All right, Ron, I got to move on to another call. Thank you so much for joining me on the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you. 866-303-2270. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, Cheney and the rest of them were calling John Murtha from Pennsylvania a coward. I mean, here's this guy, you know, all these purple hearts and bronze stars and what have you. But they compared him to Michael Moore and all of this, and they said he wanted to surrender. And you have these these demonstrations of these right wingers. A few of them in Crawford, I think about a dozen, saying America doesn't wimp out. We don't cut and run. You heard that from all the senators. We don't cut and run. Well, they're getting ready to do it. They're getting ready to cut and run. They got to get out of there. They know that the war in Iraq suddenly is a loser. All their dreams of this imperial oil outpost in the Middle East are gone. The idea of a billion-dollar embassy in Baghdad, 12 bases and all that. What they're concerned about now, this is Bushko, this is the Bush crime family, this is the right-wingers, is not losing badly in the 2006 election. It's possible that the Democrats could swing right back into power in both those houses, and they know it. So they've got to get the war that everyone now knows was based on lies. Vast majority of American people, two-thirds of us, don't believe that Bush ever tells us the truth, but rather twists things for his advantage. This is from a Wall Street Journal poll. So, you know, this is a Bush supporter of a publication. So they're going to essentially surrender. The war is over. The United States has lost again. Unfortunately, we're depending on how... Well, let me go it another way. I was going to say unfortunately. Fortunately, the Vietnam syndrome is not dead. that, okay, for little short wars like Reagan and Bush pulled off, on these little teeny countries or an ex-client state like Panama, yeah, all right, we'll kill a few thousand Panamanians and lose a dozen Americans or so. But when it starts getting into the thousands, the American people aren't going to stand for it. And well, we shouldn't. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. I'd like to hear from you on the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit, sitting in for Mike. Phone number is 866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
I wondered who kept turning up the heat and why I couldn't get a good night. My body was just announcing that menopause was arriving. Good thing I'd heard about Menacheck.
The Menacheck Menopause Indicator Test is FDA-approved and easy to use. It accurately measures FSH, a hormone that becomes elevated with the arrival of menopause.
Menacheck helped end the uncertainty. Today, I feel great.
Menacheck, available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Learn more at menacheck.com.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Hi, thank you very much, and welcome back. 866-303-2270, the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby, broadcasting from Detroit. So it's really changed over the last couple of weeks. John Murtha's call for immediate withdrawal was a surrender. We don't wimp out. We don't cut and run. And suddenly, where do we see all these headlines? U.S. starts laying groundwork for a significant troop pullout from Iraq, according to the L.A. Times. Newsweek says the new way out. U.S. leaders finally have a coherent approach. Iraqi leaders call for a pullout timetable, also saying that it is not terrorism if you are targeting non-civilians. In other words, where is this right in here? The communique condemned terrorism, but was a clear acknowledgement of the Sunni position that insurgents should not be labeled as terrorists if they don't target innocent civilians. That means it's okay, according to the leaders of Iraq, to attack American soldiers. And more, defense official, according to Rumsfeld, there's an Iraq withdrawal plan afoot. Yeah. And so all of this, support our oops, right? That's what they've been saying all along. Support our oops. You know, the people that have kids over there, people that were persuaded one way or another that that there's some justification to this war based on lies with no real purpose in mind other than securing oil, would say support our troops. But now it really got down to that. Support our oops. We made a big mistake. Well, sorry about that. You know, there was no weapons of mass destruction, but what the hell, we're there. We might as well establish a democracy. And what, we've killed about 100,000 innocent civilians, and there's virtual civil war going on, there's kidnappings, you can't even drive to the airport, it's like a Mad Max run. Support our oops, right? Well, not this kid. Let's go to Greg in Durango, Colorado. Hey, Greg, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Peter. How you doing?
Good, good.
Well, I think it was Jefferson that said there can be no equality without equality of outcome.
Hmm.
And I think part of
how about
the
income?
Well, I'm coming to that.
Okay, go ahead.
We have disparities in wealth and economic power, and they lead directly to disparities in political power.
Sure.
So what about having a maximum wage as well as a minimum wage? And what we do is we peg the maximum wage to the minimum wage.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you, because I was thinking, you know, in a way, that's the way it used to be up till about 1960, that all income over $6 million was taxed at 90%. It was a confiscatory tax. It said, and still, hey, there was still a ruling elite. There was still politics bought by money. But at least you didn't have these obscene amounts of accumulation of wages. Or, I mean, I can go three blocks from where I'm broadcasting, and there's grown men going through trash barrels for deposit bottles, and I can go 2 miles north of here, and there's $1 million homes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I see the same thing. I used to live in the Bay Area. I saw the same thing out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people would tend to poo-poo an idea like this because they have this pie-in-the-sky dream that, oh, one day I'll be rich, but under your system I can't be. But if you consider that less than 2% of Americans earn over $100,000, then this is only going to affect a vanishingly small fraction of the population.
Yeah, yeah, but then you'll start getting all these people that are making 40 grand a year calling in and say, you're going to rob people of their initiative. You know, like, yeah, I wouldn't get out of bed for $6 million bucks. All right, Greg, thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us on Air America. A little, in fact, right at the beginning of the show, we were talking about how Mike said I was the Perry Como, Perry Como of the left, and he said that, he was the Robert Plant or the, or Ozzy, right? And let's see, Michael writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Mike definitely denotes comparison to Sid Vicious, of the Sex Pistols that was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now listen to this. He says, and you, Peter, you have a little Karen Carpenter in you. No offense. This is a compliment. Karen, isn't she the one that, am I right? Isn't she the one that died of, not eating? What is that stuff? Anorexia. Yeah, I just thought of it. Your gentle style is just that, soft yet smooth enough to keep your attention. Mike in St. Paul. Okay. All right, we got time, I think, for one more call. I guess it's, here it is. It's Julius from Fresno. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Wow, I'm all excited.
Good.
I have four quick questions, if I can get them through.
I think you might have time for one. Go ahead, quick.
Could I come back after the break?
Give me one. We'll see.
Okay. First one is, would the oil and energy monopolies ever have started the butchery in Iraq if they could have cornered the market on alternative yet inexhaustible fuels like wind, air, thermal, and hydrogen?
Julius, these are rhetorical questions, but go ahead. Your questions are actually your answers as well. But what's your second one?
And the second one, is the U.S. going to pull out of Iraq and leave all the oil behind after going to trouble of butchering over 100,000 people in an effort to steal their oil?
Now, that's a great question. Now, I'm suggesting that they may well be forced to do that. That's not what they intended. They had grand schemes to control the oil reserves by conquering Iraq, putting in a client state, changing their laws so they could have oil investment in there and take the profits out. And then they would have their eyes on Saudi Arabia. Believe it. Mm-hmm. The Saudis are extraordinarily nervous about it. But ultimately, they want to maintain power in the United States.
I can't see them pulling out without taking the oil with them.
Well, what the hell are they going to do? Put it in a bunch of big ships and
they're not
it away?
Going out. To me, it's a joke. They're not leaving.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, people say they never had an exit strategy. They didn't have an exit strategy because they didn't plan to exit. But
like in
Vietnam, they might have to do it. All right, Julius, we're going to leave it at 2. Batting 500 ain't bad. We got one more hour of the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you, broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan. And over the break, if you'd like to join us, we've got the toll-free number, 866-303-2270. Be right back, and got lots more to talk about, and I want to hear from you as well. So stay in there.
On Air America Radio.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for 4 on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need.
for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee says President Bush should clearly explain to the public the current situation in Iraq and define what the plans are going forward. Virginia Republican John Warner told NBC's Meet the Press such an explanation would strengthen public support for the next 6 months. Rhode Island's Democratic Senator Jack Reed says people want straight answers.
The American people want to hear from the president the reality, not just the slogans, not just buzzwords.
Republican Senator Lincoln Chafee says the frustration level is high and he thinks the president should listen to Warner's suggestion.
All the American people do want to know, as the weeks go by, seem to be that the status quo isn't good enough.
President Bush did comment on the war in Iraq Monday while making a speech at a fundraiser for Arizona Senator John Kyle in Phoenix. Bush recalled his recent trip to Asia and his meetings with the Prime Minister of Japan. He mentioned that democracy had turned America's enemy in World War II into a valued ally.
Someday an American president is going to look back and say 50 years ago, fortunately we had leaders in the United States Senate like John Kyle who understood that by spreading democracy in the broader Middle East, they were laying the foundations of peace for generations to come.
He also said that the U.S. would continue to help the Iraqi government become capable of providing its own security. One of the three U.S. congressmen involved in an auto accident on a Baghdad road Sunday says he's still sore but is feeling a lot better. Pennsylvania Republican Tim Murphy says he's still feeling pain.
I have some numbness in my arms and across my back. It was a lot worse initially throughout my arms, but it's okay. It's much better. I can move my hands now. That's a good sign.
Murphy, Missouri Democrat Ike Skelton, and Georgia Democrat Jim Marshall were in a military vehicle that overturned after narrowly avoiding a head-on collision with another vehicle. The head-on collision was not apparently an ambush attack by the enemy, but was the case of two vehicles with not enough room on a highway. The White House Christmas tree is being decorated after arriving in Washington Monday morning. First Lady Laura Bush was on hand.
The 40th year, the National Christmas Tree Growers Association has given the White House the magnificent tree that's in the blue room, the biggest tree there. It started in 1966. President Johnson accepted the first tree from the National Christmas Tree Growers.
This year, the tree was shipped from North Carolina. It will go on display in the blue room later this week after all the ornaments and lights are attached. Nebraska State Police shut down sections of Interstate 80 Monday as wind-whipped snow sent dozens of cars and trucks into ditches and medians. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Hour number three, Peter Werby from Detroit, sitting in for Mike Malloy. And we began this all talking about how Mike had said on one of his programs that I was going to be substituting for him and that I was the Perry Como of talk radio. Well, gotten a flurry of emails, including a number of people that told us that Perry Como, in fact, had passed away in 2001. He was born in 1912, so he was around for a long time. And remember, I said that Mike said I was like Karen Carpenter, which I didn't like particularly at all. But now Cindy writes in to calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Mike did not call you the Perry Como of talk radio. Kathy Malloy did that, and Mike agreed. All right, well, we have all of that. All right, talking about Iraq and the mess that Bushko has got us in, the lies that now result in death. It's at a point now, in fact, one of our last callers was saying, I mean, are they going to get out? I mean, given what their reasons for going in, nothing but oil, nothing but power, nothing but attempt to put this country on a permanent war footing. I mean, we've had a permanent war economy since the first quarter of 1942. But every once in a while, peace almost breaks out, like 1989 when the Soviet Union goes away. So we have to keep reconstructing enemies. And, of course, now we need half a trillion dollars a year and not spend it on what a nation worthy of being called great would spend it on. We now spend it on preparation for war, for to defend ourselves against guys that, 100 of them, 150 of them around the world? Not to say that we should not be very prepared for these right-wing religious fascists that want to do us great harm, who already have. We should do what is necessary to secure us. But you don't do that with the kind of sophisticated weaponry that is in the pipeline and that is being reproduced every year. Here is what David Vest writes. He writes for counterpunch.org. This disastrous war, talking about Iraq, has harmed the United States perhaps irretrievably. That's a frightening consideration, isn't it? Irretrievably. It has harmed our standing in the world. It has eaten at the social fabric at home. It is hardly possible to exaggerate the trouble we are in as a result. Were the war to end today, it still might take 100 years to repair the damage. The sooner we get started, the better. If Bush were to announce a, quote, surrender tomorrow, calling it whatever he wished, If he were to cut a deal with the insurgents and order the troops home, would we not then at last see the people dancing in the streets that we were told to expect when coalition forces rolled into Baghdad? The country might well break into civil war. It would break into rejoicing first. Perhaps that is the one image of Iraqis, both Shiite and Sunni, letting the hallelujahs roll, praising Allah for the sight of our backsides that would cause our own country to be surrendered back into the hands of its rightful owners. That's us, the people. Right now, we're a corporatist state. And as many of you know, there's another word for corporatist state. Let's go to Memphis and talk to Doug. Doug, thanks for calling 866-303-2270. You're on the air.
Hi, Peter. Hope my cell phone doesn't read and run out here. I'm pleased to meet you.
Well, thank you, sir.
You don't look like Perry Como.
You went to my website?
Yeah. You look great, man.
Well, thank you. Let me just give a little advertisement since you mentioned it. You can go to peterwerbe.com. That's W-E-R-B-E. W-E-R-B-E. peterwerbe.com. Okay, end of advertisement. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was born and raised not far from where you're at there in Detroit. I was born in Flint and grew up in that area.
Okay.
I remember Perry Como. I used to watch him with my dad, but I was dancing to a different drummer. It was Bo Diddley, Jimmy Reed, and George Shearing, Brubeck, you know.
There you go. And that music existed at the same time. And that music, Perry Como, Gaia Rest His Soul, was pretty second rate when you can put him up against Bo Diddley or Jimmy Reed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll speak real briefly to the lady talking, Lynn, I think her name was, earlier about Mike's hatred. Hey, you know, I compare Mike to Joe Cocker, man.
Well, how do you do that?
I'll tell you why, because it's not hatred. It's like with me. I think Mike and I were Siamese twins, and we were separated at the hip at our youth. Because Mike, like Mark Twain said, that's passion. He dances like nobody's watching, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's just passion. And, you know, like the guy said, there's all kinds of weather systems. You know, sometimes it's needed. You know, for all the Christians out there, Jesus even turned over the tables in the temple one time. You know, enough's enough, man.
He did indeed. Well, you know, also there are different styles. I mean, talk about different styles of music as we've been talking about throughout the night. I mean, some people like Mike. Some people, I don't know, might like, I don't know.
Well, you know, she
like
spoke
it all.
I'm an admirer of Gandhi and a lot of people, the Dalai Lama, but they've never let language from certain people get in the way of them trying to speak their way in their wisdom. A lot of people were turned away from Richard Pryor because of his licentious language, but the man had a pulse on the world, you know?
He did indeed. He was wonderful.
So you know, let's not let passion and words get in the way, you know. I was 86 off the air twice with Mike. Once it was so bad, I even got 86 for innuendo.
Uh-oh. All right, Doug, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk to Dale. Dale, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werbe with you.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can indeed.
All right. Well, I don't mean to change the subject, and I realize this isn't as important, but if people want other things to be angry about, and it's really not that different. It's the sort of Walmartization of universities, and I wanted to talk about and raise the consciousness of the graduate student strike at New York University.
Sure. Let me just say to you that these are all little pieces of the big puzzle we're trying to figure out. So no apologies needed for the attempt of people to make something human out of their work situations. Go ahead.
Well, I thought particularly might appeal to your Detroit base, and I'm a Michigander, that the New York University grad students had a union, were part of the UAW for 4 years, and then over the summer when universities weren't ready to or weren't prepared, Bush put a couple of cronies on the National Labor Relations Board, and suddenly they decided that private university grad students who teach full course loads are somehow not workers and don't have the right to be formed unions, and so New York University administration, you know, took the big loophole and jumped right through it and refused to recognize the union now.
Really? I mean, how many times are they going to go around the block with this? I mean, this is like, they're like Ford in, 1936 or something.
And then just today we got letters. We all received letters asking us to sort of sign loyalty oaths, promising not to try and unionize. And if we agree to sign them, we get an amnesty and we're forgiven for our last 3 months of not teaching. And if not, then we lose our not only our stipends, but our status, our scholarships. And for, you know, we're about 30% or so international students. They can't work anywhere else in this country on a student visa.
Sure. Well, it's all part of the, I mean, there's class warfare being practiced, and unfortunately, it's only coming from the elite. I mean, they're the ones that have decided that they are going to lower the standard of living in the United States. I mean, one section of it. I mean, their section is going to be even, is going to have even more wealth at their command. And it's going to come out, of course, of the bottom two-thirds, which includes a lot of the middle class, certainly the working class, and certainly the poor. So they are going to change the direction of this country back to the 19th century, and it means struggles like you're involved in. And also, do you know about how that 25 Starbucks baristas and are now unionized, the third one in the United States and all in New York, I think, down on the one in Union Square. There's a Starbucks workers union, and they're all affiliated with a very militant union that's celebrating its 100th anniversary this year, the old industrial workers of the world that's still there. You can go to IWW.org.
I have a friend who works at Starbucks, and they have a great union and great benefits, and it's something I'm going to seriously have to consider applying to.
Yeah, you can just go to IWW.org or StarbucksUnion.org as well. And this is going on, by the way, it sounds like it's going on right now.
Yeah, no, we just got this letter today, and I don't know what we're going to do and how it's going to turn out. But
well, you need some militant union leadership. I hope the boys down at Solidarity House on Jefferson Avenue in Detroit are capable of doing it, because if they can't deal with New York University, how in the hell are they going to deal with Delphi, and how are they going to deal with General Motors? All right, Dale, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to call us. Peter Werby here with you on the Mike Malloy Show. I'm listening to the music. Yeah. 866-303-2270 is the number on the Mike Malloy Show. Air America Radio Network is what you're listening to. Give us a call, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. It's the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit, sitting in for Mike. And we keep, this won't die, whether or not I am the Perry Como of the left, as Mike and Kathy Malloy said apparently on their show. They meant it as a compliment. And let's see, Sally in St. Charles, Illinois writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com, says, Mike is like Sam Kinison, incensed preacher type, and you, perhaps Robert Goulet? I mean, come on. This is being damned by faint praise. Karen Carpenter, I'm gonna quit. Beautiful radio voice, and certainly you are more ballsy than Perry Como, a.k.a. Mr. White Bread with Milk. Oh, I don't know, man. Maybe I got to get more fierce or something like that. Cindy, listening in Washington State, writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com that she heard the news item on Air America about the White House Christmas tree and that it's from North Carolina, and she says there's an important news story that's missing here. The original Christmas tree that was chosen was from Oregon, but the people of the town refused to let them cut it because it was a lovely tree and the community loves it right where it is, don't like to cut it down. So they rallied in anti-Bush fashion, and it sounded like a mix of not liking the guy with not wanting their tree taken. So to lower the noise, the White House went to a safe red state, North Carolina, and got another tree. This year, the first time in many, many years that the tree was not taken from the Pacific Northwest. How interesting. Thank you for that. All right, let's go back to our phones and say hello to Janet. Janet's in Miami. Janet, hi. You're on Air America. Welcome. Hey, you with us? Jeanette, it is. That's the problem. Jeanette.
Hi, how are you? I'm sorry.
It was my fault. I was calling you something else.
Well, this is the first time I ever call a radio show, and being that I just found out what left and liberal and all that stuff meant, and with good reason, because now I know why I stayed away from all of that stuff, I was wondering when you debate about, and Iraq is a huge issue, of course, because what makes it even more monstrous is that it was a planned war.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the Downing Street memo, I mean, the transcript. And taken with that, and then the 911 Commission, which, of course, we don't see Ms. Mariani's lawsuit anywhere. And as a matter of fact, many shows were actually canceled when anybody was trying to air anything that was against the war. So that kind of censorship, in my case, is what kind of made one worry, because then when I saw the faces of Katrina, just something was not right there.
Sure. You know, it was actually, Jeanette, when I was listening to this broadcast where they had all these Republicans that had voted for Bush and now don't support him anymore, it was actually Katrina that sent them over the edge.
Because you know what? Let me tell you something. Who knew that when you were, I did not know, because when you watch news, I mean, I'm very poor, so I don't have cable, and I have my... An internet I had, but I didn't think I had to. I thought we had a justice system. I always thought we had. Go figure. I thought a lot of things. Maybe it was those back in the days when we used to hang out. But the thing, what I'm getting at is that most people that are not like, they don't feel that they have to be watching over their shoulders and because, or at their government, because they can't believe anything, especially that's on the news. I'm 47, and I remember as a child the Watergate thing and people marching for Vietnam and civil rights. And I'm wondering where those Americans have gone, by the way, because you say that the elite and what they do and what they do, and I really think that it's up to all of us, and I blame myself included, to wake up.
Well, Jeanette, you are absolutely right, because ultimately the people in power, the elite, are so small, and they have all these things at their control to fool us and to make us frightened and everything like that. But ultimately, if we allow ourselves to be fooled, there's nobody to blame other than ourselves. Jeanette, I got to move on. So listen, don't let this be the last time you call a talk radio station, particularly this one and the Mike Malloy Show. So thank you very much for joining us. Here's Ron in Detroit, my hometown. Ron, hi, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Basically a question for you.
Sure.
At what point, with all the information that we've gathered, or you guys have gathered, the journalists and that, on this presidency and vice president, at what point will this be an impeachable offense of what the crimes have been committed to Iraq and to American people?
Well, you know what's impeachable. It's what the majority in Congress are able to present as such. And as long as you have a Republican Congress, you're not going to, certainly not going to have them launching impeachment. Their jobs would go down the drain.
Isn't there crimes also that could be levied against us?
Isn't it what?
Isn't there some type of crime that could be, I mean, for lying to the public and...
No, well, those are political crimes. Even if they wind up in mass highway robbery, our tax dollars, and even if it winds up with the deaths of tens of thousands of people, right now we're just looking really at the charge of fraud. I mean, it was a purposeful, intentional, fraudulent presentation of evidence that Bushko, every one of them, knew was a lie. And every senator that, you know, they say now, well, we thought they were telling the truth. How come I knew they were lying? I mean, how come the senators from Michigan, both of our senators here in Michigan, Levin and Stabenow, voted against the war resolution and all but one Democratic congressman voted against it? Because they knew that they were lying. I mean, it's that
so
simple.
No, so accountability that we can...
Well, I think we have to go on a million different fronts, a little labor action like our caller from Brooklyn, the coming elections, getting out millions of people in the street. Got to take a break. We'll be right back on the Mike Malloy Show, Air America Radio Network. I'm Peter Werby. Hang on.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coracidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coracidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coracidin HBP. Use as directed.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you. They don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to band to voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit, sitting in for Mike. Great talking to everybody all across America as well. And, I mean, it's just getting worse with these emails. Ski Anderson, who's a great talk show host himself, I hope this is tongue-in-cheek, Ski. And actually, Ski, write me back or call in and tell us about your program that I knew, for a long time you did it with Nancy Skinner, who now does mornings on the Air America station in Detroit. Tell me if you're broadcasting still. Anyway, he says, Peter, great to hear you again. Keep it up. You're not the Perry Como of the left. I like to think of you as the Pat Boone of the left. I mean, it's getting worse. The insults are getting more. Maybe they're not even intended. What Boone did, remember, he took this incredible black music and sanitized it. Is that what I'm doing? Maybe I'm the Pat Boone of Mike Malloy. Ooh, what a thought. Be well. Thanks, Ski. Anyway, Ski's a great broadcaster. I hope you're still broadcasting in Chicago. Now, let's get back a little to what we were talking about who voted for what. This is this was in a column by Robert Scheer. Robert Scheer just got bounced off the staff, the editorial opinion staff of the L.A. Times. But anyways, he's got a website of his own now. Let me see if I can find that. No, it's not on here. Anyway, and it's in a item called Cheney's Trouble with the Truth. Imagine this guy, the vice president for torture, being indignant that people are challenging the lies that he and Bush Co. put together. Anyways, former Senator Bob Graham of Florida says, yes, more than 100 Democrats voted to authorize him to take the nation to war. He said in a devastating statement in the Washington Post on Sunday. Graham said most of them, though, like the Republican colleagues, did so in the legitimate belief that the president and his administration were truthful in their statements that Saddam Hussein was a gathering menace, that if Hussein was not disarmed, the smoking gun would become a mushroom cloud. I mean, how could they have believed that? Are they that dumb? I know. I can hear it all over America. Yes. I mean, I knew there were no weapons of mass destruction. And someone wrote me and said, how did I know? How could I possibly know? Well, I don't have any secret sources. You had to read other articles. They were all available online. They were in mainstream publications. Some of them were in ones that are left publications and left websites. But it was all there. And it made sense that there were no weapons of mass destruction. Because when Clinton pulled out the inspectors out of Iraq, there was nothing left there. That they were sure that 95% to 98% of all the forbidden weapon systems were gone. They wouldn't have had the capacity to put this all together in stealth. They were being, monitored in lots of different ways, and that they essentially had an army of dust. The Iraqis, they had no capacity whatsoever to threaten their neighbors. And the cockamamie stories that Iraq was somehow going to be able to strike at the United States was insane on the face of it. The other thing is, if they would have had weapons of mass destruction, the United States would not have invaded. Because that's why one of the reasons why countries want weapons of mass destruction, because they know if you don't have them, you get invaded like Iraq. And if you do have them, like North Korea, they say, well, can we cut a deal? Anyway, let's see. We were talking also about impeachable offenses. And Brian Cooney, who is a contributing columnist to AM News.com, he said there is strong evidence for initiating impeachment proceedings against George W. Bush. The crime with which he would be charged is conspiracy to defraud the United States, a violation of Title 18, United States Code, Section 371. Fraud includes the deliberate misrepresentation of facts and making statements with reckless indifference to their truth. Don't we all know that's the case by now? The list of Bush's co-conspirators would include Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, Donald Rumsfeld, and many, many others. So we're not talking about just getting rid of Bush that would then put the dreaded Cheney in power or down that line of liars, but rather we have to sweep this government out the door and try to repair the damage that they've done. All right, Peter Werbe here with you on the Mike Malloy Show. Some open lines finally tonight, 866-303-2270. And let's go out to Seattle. I can put those names together. Let's go out to Seattle and talk to Timothy. Hi, Timothy. You're on the air.
Hi, Peter. Pleasure to be with you on the air this evening.
Well, thank you. Did you hear what I was saying? I was saying like, I was combining your city and your name. But go ahead.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Before I get to my question, I want to make a brief cry out to anyone who goes to my school or has gone to my school, the University of Washington, and listens to the station, that they really should be in contact with them and get them advertising on Air America and covering, you know, Husky sports on the station, because I keep hearing our rivals, the Cougars, covered, and, you know, they're painting this Space Needle crimson and gray, and it ought to be purple and gold if only we were more politically active and charitable and interested in things like this, which we ought to be.
There you go. But let me just urge something more. That there's one way, there's two ways that Air America is going to be successful, of course, and one of it is in motion, that we get more and more stations all the time, more and more listeners, but it also, the local stations have to get advertisement in order to pay their bills. So if people are listening and they're listening to an Air America station and they've got a product to sell, they've got a business or something like that, the place to put your ads. That will make things happen and secure Air America into the future. But go ahead. What was your question?
Oh, and just to complete that circle, we then need to buy those products and let the proprietors know that we're doing so because they're advertising here.
Sure.
Very much so. My actual question, and it's wonderful that you're actually talking about the subject with the last few callers, because I don't look too off topic. I was worried I wouldn't be quite apropos to the evening, but goody, I will be. I'm wondering about the timing of certain aspects of our long-term strategy to deal with the current government crisis that we have. My understanding of what Randy Rhodes, the host of the previous show on this station, my understanding of what she calls the two-for-one strategy was that before anything else, we must retake Congress in 2006 because you need the House to impeach and you need the Senate to convict. And that having done that, and we must do that before we do anything else, we should only, in, you know, pursue something with which we can get both Bush and Cheney simultaneously, so that then the Democratic majority leader, Nancy Pelosi, would take over as president. And although she's not ideal, she's better than any Republican, and she'd appoint the Democratic VP, and we could sort of get by until 2008, when we could have the first truly democratically elected president since Bill Clinton put into office properly.
That'd be nice. That'd be an improvement to begin with.
Well, that was my understanding of the strategy. My worry is we're going after Cheney because of the Valerie Plame affair without going after Bush simultaneously. And even if we get Cheney and Rove and Libby and all the cabinet possibly even, but we leave Bush intact, all he'll do is appoint someone we can't impeach in 2006 because, at least as far as we know, he won't have done anything.
It's sort of like the situation with Nixon and Agnew.
But
of course, that was part of a whole the disintegration of the Nixon White House, very similar to Bushco, and seemingly impervious, unwilling to listen to critics, and yet it just began to crumble. And getting rid of any of those guys, not have to look at that twisted, broken smile of Cheney, one of the most vile people that has ever hit the political scene in the United States in its entire history. Hey, I'll go for that. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
I feel good, but, if we go for one of them and not the other, then the other one will simply replace and or appoint replacements for the other. So as good as that would feel, I have to think more pragmatically and long-term, and it just seems that we shouldn't do anything else until we would get Congress in 2006. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying we shouldn't pursue Cheney for the Valerie Plame affair. We absolutely should. But later. I would sort of back burner that one for now and really focus on first getting Congress and then something with which we can clear out everyone who's in Nancy Pelosi's way.
All right, but here's one thing I want to urge, Timothy, and of course this is my opinion, and people have different ways of approaching change in politics and what have you, that we have to have a multi-pronged strategy, and one of it is electoral. Another one is direct action demonstrations. I mean, legal and peaceful, the kind of massive demonstrations that that we've always put on throughout the last 50, 60, 70 years. Marches on Washington go way, way back. But also, like for instance, on December 1st, there is a day of absence being called, and I have the information here somewhere. But what it's calling for is a recognition of Rosa Parks' legacy, and having that a day that we don't, sort of a boycott, sort of a general strike. I mean, I've got a little misgivings about it because we're not well organized enough to actually pull off a general strike. But starting to put forward that idea that what's toppled governments in Romania and Ukraine and places like that, maybe we won't even have to wait. I mean, if we get more scandals, if we get more exposures, if we get more people that are willing to cut deals with special prosecutors, maybe what it's really going to take is what should have happened to stop the theft of the election in 2000 and 2004, and that's tens of millions of people in the street saying out now, and out of Iraq, and Bushko out of Washington. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Appreciate your call. And the other thing, by the way, on this December 1st date, and I'll get more information for you tomorrow, here in Detroit, there's not a demonstration, there's not a rally, but what's going on is like a seven-hour teach-in. So what that means is we're going to have to leave our computers, we're going to have to leave our televisions, and we're going to have to go someplace and meet one another face-to-face. And that's extraordinarily important. Because one of the things that we have to overcome is this social distance between all of us if we're going to really build a mass movement. All right, right back with more. 866-303-2270, The Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby sitting in on Air America Radio Network.
What about you, buddy? The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet, but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage.
Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Actually, it's more of Peter Werby sitting in for Mike Malloy. Mike and Kathy off for the week. We're in our final segment, so let's go right back to our phones and talk to Mary in Memphis. Mary, hi. It's Peter Werby. You're on the air.
I'm enjoying your program, but you know all the best of pipe dreams are not going to come true unless there's a huge voter outcry about these Diebold voting machines.
Yeah.
How easily they can be manipulated and the outcome can be fabricated to suit the corporate controlled media.
That's absolutely true. What kind of dreams? Did you say pot dreams?
Pipe dreams.
Oh, pipe dreams. Well, that's the pipe same thing, dreams. Isn't it?
Because I worked that last election, and I kid you not, I had all kinds of thoughts.
Oh, well, we've seen enough evidence that these machines that are owned by these Republicans, that they're easily crackable. And in fact, there's a famous episode on television when Howard Dean was led through it and showed exactly how to change the voting totals. There's some very, very strange goings on, to be sure. And
yes,
that's why sometimes the electoral process alone makes me nervous, because without the people in motion, the way we traditionally have been throughout American history to make significant change,
I personally think that they ought to go back to the paper ballot.
Well, sure.
And have a plain old calculator and count them and forget about how these, because you don't have a receipt. Even if you go to a grocery store and they use these computerized cash registers, you do get a receipt of what you purchased, but there's no way of knowing whom or what you punched in there.
Wouldn't you really rather find out the results like a day later than be subjected to the uncertainty of these machines? Yeah, yeah.
I don't trust them. I worked them. Two of them came out with totals on them, and they were put out of commission.
Oh my God! And they're still here. Here in Detroit, there's charges of hanky panky going on in the recent mayoral elections and some other ones as well. People demanding recounts. Mary, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it. Let's go to Sacramento. Paul, hi. It's Peter Werby for Mike Malloy. You're on the air.
Yeah, Peter. A couple comments here. One on these voting machines. I'm a conservative, so I would love to go back hand counting ballots. If you guys had quit screaming about chads and counting the ballots until you win, just like Seattle, you know. They kept throwing in votes, and I know what they do in San Francisco, L.A. They take the count, and then they say, how many votes do we need to win this? And
wait, wait a minute. Are you talking about two presidential elections in a row are stolen by George Bush? And you're talking about Chad's? Well,
I'm talking about every election we ever have. You know, the Democrats hold back, and then all of a sudden they got five more votes than needed. You know that's true. Look at Seattle. What a ripoff. And then down in Florida, hey, let's just
hey,
keep
hey, every study of any importance has shown that George W. Bush lost the election. Remember, this is the guy that lost the election, lost the popular vote.
That's a big lie. You talk about
lies. All right. Well, you're going to talk at the same time. Get rid of this guy, please. Let's get somebody else on here. Here is John in Connecticut. John, hi. You're on the air.
Hey, Peter. How's it going tonight?
Going good.
Thanks for doing this, by the way. I'm really enjoying the show.
Oh, man. I wouldn't miss it.
I look forward to the rest of the week.
Thanks a lot, but you better tell me quick because I can see by the clock we're starting to run out of time.
Oh, okay. Well, first I just wanted to say Mike would have had a field day with that guy.
Yeah, I know.
He would have tore him up.
Wait, I mean, so in other words, then, so I am the Perry Como, huh?
Well, something like that.
I don't know. I just can't. Here, I'll tell you, I don't have control. I mean, usually what I would do, I would just fade the guy down. I can't do it here because I'm in Detroit and folks running the machines are in New York. And so I can't talk when someone is yelling at the same time. But Mike has that capability. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, I first wanted to comment about that lady who was speaking earlier during the beginning of the show, talking about, like, his anger.
Mike's.
I forgot her name because I caught, like, the last minute.
Go ahead, though.
Of that, but... Yeah, I understand where she's coming from, but I like to consider myself as a pacifist. I rarely yell, but I just look around and see what these bugs have done to our country, and it's just hard not to get upset.
I agree.
Get riled up, you know.
Well, I get very upset. I guess I don't express it in the same way. Maybe I'm in the thing of I don't get mad, I get even. And we've got to get even. We've got to drive these people out of office. We got to, these right-wing creeps that now are in the center of public life. Previously, were on the margins of society. They, everybody recognized them as weirdos and wackos. And suddenly, they've become. Everything has shifted so far to the right that if you're a liberal, you're like an extremist. I don't know what that makes
right.
me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, I want to get one more call, John, so thank you very much. I want to go to David in Michigan. David, hi, it's Peter Werby, and you're on the air.
Hey, Peter, I remember you from way back on WRIF back in 1971.
Wow, am I that old?
You did night call, remember?
You're right, I sure did. Where are you in Michigan?
I'm in Muskegon, Michigan now.
I know where Muskegon
is. I used to listen to you on the weekends when I would go home from the School for the Blind, which is now closed in Lansing, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Our ex-governor, John Engler, if you remember, closed it. It was not the fact he closed it. If you remember, it was the way this character closed it. He made some remarks that came over Channel 3, Channel 8, and Channel 13 up here, 3 in Kalamazoo, 8 Grand Rapids, and 13 Grand Rapids.
Let's not name all the stations, but yeah, that was very typical of the Republican administration.
These are like, if you want to know, these are nothing more to me, and I'm not saying all Republicans, but a lot of them, and the Democrats too, these are nothing more than undercover Nazis as far as I am concerned, because as long as they can take away, to me, it seems like the rights of the disabled to get a quality education, that is the first step right
that
there.
That is indeed, and that I would not, I don't know if I put the Democrats in that. Hey, I got to go, David. Show's at an end. Peter Werby, having sat in for Mike Malloy, got 4 more days ahead. I hope you'd join me tomorrow. It's been great. Talk to you then.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during the communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reports, MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant